This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How do you know a clothing retailer is in some trouble? How about when the CEO says during the quarterly earnings announcement with analysts that profits are down because the company, and remember, this is a clothing company, the company made some fashion missteps. Such is the fate of J. Crew, whose CEO Mickey Drexler also said, quote, "We just made mistakes." We asked Marketplace's Gigi Duban what those mistakes might have been.
Things started unraveling for J. Crew with the sweater, as in the cardigan that customers complained didn't fit well, and two other sweaters, one it bought too much of, one it ran out of. Now, you might be thinking, they're sweaters. What gives?
To their customers, it's a big deal. It's a staple.
Ken Morris is the founder of Boston Retail Partners. He says staples are what J. Crew built its success on, so the sweater fiasco turned into huge losses.
I think that J. Crew has had a lot of bad customer moments.
Like when it stopped selling its classic ballet flat, a favorite among shoppers. They've since brought it back, but it's not clear those customers will come back. Dale Achibal is executive director of the Retail Management Institute at Santa Clara University. He says consumers have a lot of choice when it comes to shopping.
They don't have long-term loyalty, and that's a big challenge.
Another challenge has been some very un-J. Crew-like offerings. Case in point, the leopard print baseball cap. Marshall Cohen is chief retail analyst with the NPD Group.
Consumers like change, but not too much change.
He says that's especially true of J. Crew customers.
They'll buy on impulse some of the new things, but they still have to find their tried and true product.
The good news, he says, customers will forgive a bad season or two. To get things started, J. Crew stores today offered 40% off items already on sale. And to sweeten the deal, they gave out free donuts this morning. It is, after all, National Donut Day. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.